Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And... action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
This morning, we're starting a different kind of show. I don't even know how to start, Steve. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Last night received some really difficult news that we've lost one of our radio brothers, Kevin Deers. And Kevin meant so much to so many people in and around the Seattle area and beyond. And he was a huge part of this radio station for a very long time.
I just, opened up Facebook and my entire feed is, because we didn't know, like, who knows, like, when we first found out. And then and obviously the news has gotten out there because we did not want to be the first to break that kind of news. And I open up my Facebook and I read four straight stories about him from four different walks of life. Like, that's the most, like, that's the testament to who he was. And all, like, these incredible, like, moments of just, like, what a giving and loving and caring friend he was for all these people. And, like, I know, like, the impact that he's had on us, me personally, and you, and Danny, and everybody here. But then, I just open up my Facebook page, and I'm reading these stories about what he did for people that, like, these weren't public stories that they ever shared because, sometimes things are just done not for a pat on the back. And now reading those, I'm just like, man, okay, like, he had that kind of impact on not just us.
So many people. I mean, he had this welcoming demeanor and just made you feel like you could be a part of anything that he was a part of. Mm-hmm. And for years, 15 years, I think, host of Metal Shop.
Yep.
And there was just no one more passionate about music and the local scene and the bands that he turned people onto and the connections that he forged in this community. Kevin was a wonderful person and a one-of-a-kind individual. And We are crushed.
Yeah.
Our hearts are broken this morning.
It was, and you mentioned like the local scene, obviously had so much to do with that, with the local and the metal scene with Metal Shop. And then, you know, but I know some people that I like, they only know him because of like nerding out over vintage video games. And I'm just like, I didn't even know that was a thing with him. But for me, like, you know, we bonded originally when he first started doing Metal Shop. I'm like, oh, hey, metal guy. Do you like Biohazard? And he's just like, oh, man. And he starts lifting off. We nerded out about the New York hardcore scene because I was a big part. Like, that was it for me. And, like, Life of Agony. And we were supposed to go see that band when they came down. They canceled. And, I mean, yesterday I was going to text him because Life of Agony just announced a big tour. And I'm like, I bet they're not coming to Washington because that was just, like, a thing. But for me, like, my bond with him then became about professional wrestling. If you think I'm a wrestling fan, I'm a casual wrestling fan. To what Kevin was. Like, I mean, he would start telling me some stuff when he realized I was a wrestling fan. I'm like, bro, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But that forged a friendship to where him and I would go to WrestleMania together. Like, we traveled multiple times. Like, when WrestleMania was sending me out, they're like, you could bring a producer. And I was like, well, nobody on my show likes wrestling. So I'm like, hey, Kev, would you want to go with me to WrestleMania? You have to help me set up the audio. But that's it. And then we have access to the show. We have access. And it was like as if I just gave him $1 million.
Oh.
And we did that for several years. And I've made friends. Like, I've seen like a couple of shots to my buddies, Charlie and Sean. These are guys that are close friends of Kevin that became close friends of mine because of that mutual love for professional wrestling. And, you know, from the music stuff to, for some people, video games to, I know he just went to Japan for the first time. I'm trying to think of all the happy stories because I mean I haven't slept and I know none of us have been in a very good space because of this and I'm rambling because I just can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah, we're still pretty shocked. Feeling pretty numb. I think, you know, obviously we're here, we're doing our show. Kevin loved this radio station so much.
He was the unofficial member of our from the BJ Shea Morning Experience to BJ and Migs. To now the Daily Mix Show, whenever, if Danny's not available, he was the guy running the board for us. He would jump on the air. He was just, I always consider, like, you know how they say, like, the fifth Beatle. Like, he was the extra member of our morning show. Whenever we needed someone, he was always down to help out. And he just loved radio.
And when I was hosting nights, he, you know, would fill in for me at the drop of a dime, no matter what was going on. And was so supportive of me when I went on maternity leave with Barrett. And, this is just really... a really tough day, so we're just going to do our best. It might not be awesome, but...
No, but we're here, and if you had a connection with Kev, I mean, feel free, give us a ring, whether on the air, off the air, or send us a text. Like, I mean, I know a lot of us are grieving. Some people are probably finding out for the first time, and some might not even be familiar with Kev, but just, like, this is the person that was, like, you know, from the men's room on, like, we all just had a connection with this guy because he was just such a passionate lover of radio, but then also, it seemed like we all had a... There was something in our world that, like, he bonded with, from music to wrestling to video games to whatever you think it's something that you can nerd out about. Kevin probably nerded out about it, too.
Do you know anybody else in your life that collected cassette tapes?
I know. He had a very massive cassette collection. Like, I mean, we're talking about in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not talking about, like, 1987. Like, I remember I sent him a picture when I went and visited my family, and I showed him all these cassettes. He's like, what do you have... What are you going to do with those? I'm like, do you want them? He's like, please bring them back with you. I'm like, I thought this was just trash, but one man's trash is another man's collection.
He was single-handedly bringing back cassette tapes in 2025.
And band t-shirts. If you think you had a lot of band t-shirts, this guy went, I think...
hundreds of days.
I'm thinking a couple of years where he had a mission, which I think just I got to laugh about it because I'll cry otherwise. But he had a mission where every day he wore a different one of his band shirts without ever duplicating. And I think he went well over a year.
Oh, yeah.
And never had never wore the same t-shirt twice.
That man loved a band t-shirt.
He loved wrestling t-shirts, video games, heavy metal music. We always talk about how Metal Shop, even if it wasn't necessarily some of those bands weren't my cup of tea. I liked the old school stuff, but like some of the newer stuff was like, whoa, this is a lot to handle. But I would listen because I loved the banter that him and Ryan and Ian would have on the air because they made it fun.
They did.
Yeah.
They made us all feel welcome in the world of Metal Shop, even if we didn't know what the hell we were listening to or talking about.
No idea. But Kevin was just one of those guys that you just love to be around.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Kevin. We love you.
100%.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our hearts are extremely heavy this morning.
Yeah.
We shared the news first thing this morning, and after learning last night that we've lost our friend Kevin Deers, who was a host of Metal Shop for 15 years on this radio station and was coming up on his 10-year anniversary hosting Loud and Local. Two of the things that mattered the most to him in life were the local scene and metal music.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
We have someone on the phone this morning that wants to share a bit about the relationship with Kevin.
Yeah, I saw my buddy, we have a mutual friend in Darren Wall, who's he's a part of the band Greyhawk, great local band, and I saw his Facebook post this morning, and I was like, man, I just feel like Kevin loved radio and loved that, you know, so I was like, we have to do a show for Kevin, and I want to just have moments where we can just share what an awesome person he was. I don't think a lot of listeners maybe know some of the stuff that made him such an endearing and awesome human being. And I saw a story that Darren shared on his Facebook page this morning, and I hit up Darren and be like, hey man, if you're cool with it, I would love for you to share that story, because I think it just illustrates why we love Kevin so much. So Darren, you there?
I'm here, Steve. How you doing?
I think you know. I love you, brother, and I appreciate you coming on the air with us.
I love you too, my man. Yeah, no problem. You know, Kevin, to a lot of folks, they knew him as the host of Metal Shop, because, you know, that's a big part of who he was. You know, he hosted that show for a long time, did a great job. To me, he was much more than that. Kevin was a very close friend, somebody I talked to a lot. And, you know, a lot of people from who listened to your show might remember in 2021, I was shot while stopping an active shooter at a show my band was playing. And while I was laid up recovering from that, Kevin was, you know, he was one of those guys that went above and beyond. He was coming over to my house almost every day. He was bringing me lunch. He was bringing me groceries. He would bring over old wrestling DVDs, which I always thought was funny, because I was like, man, I don't have a DVD player. I just have everything on streaming like everybody else. But, you know,
Kevin with his cassettes and with his DVDs. Like, dude,
yeah, man. And so I had to figure out getting a DVD player from Amazon so we could watch wrestling DVDs together. But yeah, he was just always there making sure I wasn't too bored, because I couldn't get up and move around. And, you know, just one of those, everybody gave a lot of support, but he was one of those guys that was always above and beyond. And, you know, he'd always use our music as his walkout when he would do ring announcing at Defy Wrestling. And, you know, I'm in another band now called Glyph that's doing really well. And, you know, you guys on the show, you guys have had success in your careers. Obviously, you're hosting the biggest morning show in Seattle. And on your way up, there's always people that help you. And my new band, Glyph, Kevin gave us a spot on Metal Shop, a 30-minute interview, and played our demo when we were nobody. And now we're touring the world with bands like Ailstorm and playing to 2,000 to 3,000 people a night. And, you know, it's those people on the way up who help you just because they're your friends and because they want to help you and they believe in you that you remember. So, you know, I'm going to miss them. I miss them already. And yeah, man, just thanks for the opportunity to come talk about them.
No, I appreciate you sharing that story, because I went to bed last night, as much sleep as I got, and I woke up and I was like, man, maybe that wasn't real. Like, you know, you think that, and then you open up your social media and you start seeing now the word's gotten out about what happened with Kev, and it just gutted me. But then when I was looking through all these, you know, heartfelt and sad stories, and I saw yours, and I'm like, man, that's the Kevin I know and love. And I felt like that would be, I really appreciate you sharing that story.
Hey, no problem, man. Yeah, he that's exactly who he was. He was very much a selfless guy who always wanted to help no matter what. And, you know, even though clearly he was dealing with some things on his own end, you know, he was still trying to help everybody else as much as he could. And that just shows you what a great guy he was.
Well, Darren, I really appreciate you taking some time out, man. And much love to you. Much love to all of Kevin's friends and family that are obviously waking up or going to bed last night with a feeling of just confusion and sadness.
Yeah, and everybody out there, if you're listening, just, hey, man, hang in there. Everything, you know, you're worth it. And just hang in there if you're having trouble.
Thank you.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, we love brother. You, man.
All right, love you too, guys. Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, you and I both have five-year-olds, which yes. means field trips are happening now. And yesterday, you had to take Tatum somewhere very special here in the Pacific Northwest, JBLM.
Yeah, we took it to the military base. It was part of the adventure. She's part of the Adventurers Club, which is the thing through her church. That's kind of like Boy Scouts meets Girl Scouts, but all together. And it's really fun to watch like the stuff that they do. But one of the people that's involved with it is part of the military and said, hey, let's go check out the Lewis Army Museum, which is part of, it's on JBLM, which, first of all, getting on the base, I forgot that, like, that's a process. And also, I'm an idiot because when it says, like, to go onto the base, it says, hey, if you're a visitor, veer to the right. So I thought veering is like, oh, that's the right lane of getting through. I didn't realize you actually turn off, you know, I haven't done that. So I just go through, like, their customs thing, give them my ID, all this, and the guy's just like, are you in the military? I'm like, no. He's like, why are you going through this right now? I was like, I don't know. It said veer to the right. He goes, no, make a turn into the right, check in, get a pass. I was like, oh, okay, well, what do I do now? He goes, okay. And they had to, like, stop traffic.
Oh, God.
So they had, like, this one guy.
You're so embarrassing.
I was just like, I'm really making a good, and I'm showing my daughter how stupid her
you
father is.
You do have the
is.
Right haircut for joining the military, though.
Yeah, I think they just assume, maybe. I don't know. But then they had to, like, turn us back around. We got the passes and all that. And everybody was great there. But we get in there, and we do the tour. And then at some point, we're outside looking at all, like, the old tanks.
Cool.
And helicopters. And my daughter's playing with her friends. So I figured, you know, let me check and see how much she's enjoying the Lewis Army Museum. And here's how that went.
I have a hamster house.
What are you making?
A hamster house. I'm making a book house.
Okay, at that moment, I realized they don't even care about the military.
We lost them.
They're collecting grass and flowers and building a home next to the tank for hamsters and bugs.
Every military base needs a hamster house. Apparently. This is common knowledge.
Right.
What do you think of the museum?
Good.
What was your favorite part?
I don't know.
At that point, I'm like, thanks. Like, you know.
Riveting.
I almost got arrested by the military for you.
I liked it on the playroom.
The playroom?
Yeah.
What about all the guns?
That was fun.
So they got to put on, like, old military, like, camo and old jackets, and they had rifles. And so now all these children, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, they're all holding rifles, pointing them at each other, hitting each other in the head with them. Nothing. Like, there's no chance of them, like there's no ammunition
in
there.
Just for display.
I mean, eventually they let them play with an AK-47. Like, no, I'm kidding. They didn't do that.
This will be a perfect house. And I'm done of my own whatever.
Do you like all the tanks?
I love how she just keeps going back to this hamster house. I'm like, fine.
Priorities.
Tanks?
Yes.
Tank or a helicopter?
Helicopter.
I just like that that's the cause that is most near and dear to her heart. Like, hamsters should not be unhoused.
The highlight for me, though, I mean, like, I've never been, like, much of a history guy, but, like, when it's history that, like, I've lived through it, man, that hits me a lot harder. And there was, like, a whole section about Saddam Hussein.
Oh, wow.
At this museum. They even had, like, one of the giant statue heads of Saddam from when, like, you know, all the stuff went down, and it was there on display, like, all, like, broken, like a broken part of the arm. And then you have to tell the kids to stop slapping the head of it, although, I mean, maybe that's the right thing to do. I don't know. But they also had a chrome or gold-plated AK-47 that was Saddam. Apparently, according to the person that was there telling us about this, like, that was, like, a challenge coin to him. Like, he would give these as gifts, like, these gold AKs, and they had one on display because eventually, like, made its way to JBLM. There was like a whole story about it. I tried to find online, but I couldn't, so I don't know how, like, the whole story behind it. But of course, I had to get a picture of Tatum posing next to this gold plated AK. I was like, that to me was like, made the, I mean, I had a good time up until then, but that to me was like, oh, and they even made it a point to say, hey, make sure when you go upstairs to look for the gold AK. And I was like, okay, I get it.
That's awesome.
It's a trip to see like some of the old machine guns from like way, way back in the day.
I mean, I didn't even know that you could go on tours there. Can I go on a tour there?
I think you need to have somebody that's there.
I have to be an adventurer.
Yes, next time I'll get you a t-shirt.
Perfect.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? If so, call now, 206-803-ROCK. His record is 140 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025, and we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.